I'm going to read from the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, verses 29 through 31. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John recorded the teachings and doings of Jesus the Messiah, the Christ, when they walked with him on this earth, so that those that did not would be able to believe and abide by his teachings. These are the first four books found in the New Testament portion of the Bible. In the fifth book, called Acts or Acts of the Apostles, was written by Luke. He recorded how the apostles went into all the world as the messengers of Jesus, Messiah, teaching them to be disciples of Jesus, believing and abiding in his words. And in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 14 to 16. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said, Jesus, unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. From the time that Moses received the commandments that were written in stone until Jesus, the only way to serve God was by the law of Moses. Only a Jew or a Jewish proselyte was able to offer an acceptable worship to God. But now that the gospel of the kingdom of heaven has been delivered by Messiah Jesus, any man or woman can enter the kingdom and receive life eternal. What then must a man or woman do to enter into the glorious kingdom of God? For 3 years Jesus taught in the regions of Judea and Galilee what mankind must do to gain an entrance into the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to read a series of scriptures here. The first one will be Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Two things Jesus taught. Repent and believe the gospel. The next one I'm going to read is found in the Gospel of Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 32nd and 33rd verse. Jesus speaking here, Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Here Jesus says, we must confess him before men. The next one I'm going to read is in John, the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 3. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed into Galilee. Here we find Jesus teaching baptism. And the last one I'm going to read is also found in the Gospel of John, and it'll be in chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Jesus is very clear. A man or a woman must be born again of water and the Spirit, or they cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. The process of entering in then can be broken down into five parts that must be accomplished to enter the kingdom. They are: hear the gospel, believe the gospel, repent from evil, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and be born again of water and the Spirit, which is baptism. These allow a man or a woman to enter into the kingdom. But as Satan was cast out, so can a man or a woman be cast out if they do not continue in the words that Jesus spoke. And that we can find in John, again, the Gospel of John, 8th chapter, verses 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we must continue in his word. Can't just stop at having entered in. You know, there are many false religions or lies of Satan in this world today that claim Jesus is their Lord. But none of them believe or teach the sins of a man or woman are forgiven in baptism, and that it is necessary to be saved. Jesus, the Messiah, also spent those 3 years in Judea and Galilee teaching and training his apostles. Did his chosen apostles also teach the same things as Jesus did to enter the kingdom? In Mark, in the 16th chapter, verses 14 and 16, this is after Jesus resurrected, after he'd been crucified on the cross. He's appearing back to his apostles. And it says, And afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Jesus had now been resurrected from the dead and sent his chosen apostles to teach the kingdom of heaven. He told them that those who believe the gospel and are baptized shall be saved. You know, as I mentioned previously, the book called the Acts or Acts of the Apostles contained the record of what they taught to all the world 2,000 years ago. So did they teach the same as what Jesus taught? We'll turn to Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 38. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began of the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Philip was an apostle, and he was sent to teach an Ethiopian the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. In this example recorded by the apostle Luke, the Ethiopian heard the gospel, believed the gospel, repented, confessed Jesus, and went down into the waters and was baptized, receiving forgiveness of his sins and receiving also God's gift of the Holy Spirit. He was born again of the water and the Spirit. But you know, it didn't say that he was forgiven of his sins there and that he received the Holy Spirit. So how can it be proven that he received forgiveness of sins and God's Holy Spirit? In Acts, the second chapter, verses 36 through 44. Peter, the apostle, preaching here. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. That is how we know that when he went down, the eunuch went down in the waters of baptism, as Peter taught here, teaching the same things that Jesus taught, that he received the remission of his sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost that Peter was preaching there, thousands of people from all over the world were gathered at Jerusalem. Peter, the apostle, teaches the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. They heard the gospel, believed the gospel, repented, confessed Jesus and went down into the waters and were baptized for the remission of sins and received the gift of the Holy Spirit. They were born again of the water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven. And Peter reveals that by faith in the operation of God, that sins are forgiven and his gift of the Holy Spirit are given in the waters of baptism. The Apostle John also wrote, not in the Gospel, but in another letter that he wrote, that's known as 1 John, in the 5th chapter, verses 5 through 8, he wrote this, "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he, Jesus, that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one." Baptism. John the Apostle walked with Jesus the Messiah on this earth, and he confirms that the Spirit, the water, and the blood are as one by faith in Jesus, the Son of God. There are many more examples in Scripture proving these are the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And as Jesus, the Holy One of God, the Anointed One of God, the Messiah of God, the Christ of God has said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear, for his sheep hear his voice." The next series will be devoted to providing and examining the information revealed on the resurrections. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.